You're on The Burt Show.
It's The Burt Show on all the hits, Q100, with Ellen DeGeneres, comes on 5 o'clock on CBS 46.
You know, hey, Ellen, it's Melissa, and I, here in Atlanta, I am an out lesbian on this radio station, and I want to say thank you for coming out on that show, because your show actually was what my family watched in order to learn how to accept me, because about that time I was coming out. So I do want to say thank you for that, but I'm also curious, how much of an effort did it take, or was it a struggle to get the network to allow you to change the course of the storyline?
You mean once I came out or just making that decision?
Well, I guess both.
Coming out was it was kind of tough because they didn't know what was going to happen with that. And, it was a huge decision, but I kept making everyone, I mean, because I knew I was coming out, and I thought if I'm coming out, the character should come out, because it's ridiculous. The character's kind of, you know, close to who I am, and it made sense because she never dated on the show, and it was never going to be about dating. I didn't really think it through. I didn't think, okay, where do we go after this? But I just thought, I'm the one taking the bigger chance here. You know, you can cancel me and have your company worth, you know, $1 billion, and you can put somebody else on the air, but I may lose my career. Although I didn't think I would. I thought it was not going to be a big deal, and I was wrong. But it was, you know, it was hard to say, listen, I can't just ignore this now. The character doesn't just come out and go back to her life. We've got to somehow, it's not a funny thing at all. For most people, it's a really tough thing, but let's try to make it funny. Let's try to make it awkward and make this an interesting show that no one's seen before, the process of changing your world. But I was really proud of that last year, and I think when people look back on it, they will realize that it was a good year. It just didn't do well.
Hey, Ellen, this is Jen, and my question is kind of in how you handled that situation in comparison to real life. You were saying, like, the show was very serious and it was a very big deal, but you try to deal with it with humor. Is that kind of the same way in your everyday life? Are you dealing with, difficult situations by making everybody laugh?
Well, I think that's, you know, my life is really good right now. So, you know, if I have anything to complain about, I try to shake myself or slap myself and say, you know, life is really, really good for me. So I don't ever really feel sorry for myself or complain. And I think it's really important to me. This is what I've always done. I'm a comedian, and what I love about this show is that people watch the show and they feel good. Every single person that comes up to me says that the show just makes them happy. And if I can do that for an hour, which is what I used to do with stand-up, and, you know, that for an hour you're forgetting whatever's going on in your life or in the world, which is a pretty scary place right now. And, I like making people feel good. So, yeah, I think it's an important way for it's how I try to. I'm sometimes better at getting other people to do it than myself, but that's how most of us are, I think.
Talking to Ellen DeGeneres. Her show is on at 5 o'clock on CBS 46 here in Atlanta. We're going to talk to her about some of her guests coming up here in a couple minutes also.
Yeah, and I'm curious when, at the end of Ellen and then into Dory and Finding Nemo. I mean, everybody still knows you're the same Ellen as you always were. Do you think you're more accepted now than you were, 10 years ago or 5 years ago?
I think definitely now, because there was just a short time where people didn't know if I was going to change or be the same person. And it took a while for me to convince people that I am the same person. And, I'm exactly the same person. I think I'm smarter and stronger, and I can look back on some things that I did and go, that may not have been a smart move, but, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody learns something. And I definitely think I'm more accepted now, just because I've grown a lot and I've learned a lot. And also the focus isn't on that anymore. The focus is that's just a part of who I am. It's not, I'm back to just being able to be myself and be funny and be a comedian and make people feel good. And it's just kind of accepted as who I am.
You know, Melissa brought up Finding Nemo, and I'm just curious because I have a 2-year-old now. And if you and I were at the bank together and he heard you talk, he obviously wouldn't know that you were Ellen DeGeneres, but he would obviously know the voice is Dory.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you from time to time?
Yeah. People will bring their kids and say, this is Dory, which is really confusing to a kid because, and then I tell them to close their eyes and I start talking like Dory, and which is pretty close to this voice anyway. But, a lot of kids are huge fans because of Dory.
No doubt. Well, the television show is on here at 5 o'clock on CBS 46.
Ellen, why did you decide to go in the talk show format? What was kind of your reasoning behind wanting to try that?
I'd always wanted to do that. I mean, I shouldn't say always, but, I was offered a talk show when I was still doing Ellen, when I was doing that sitcom, and I just didn't think that I was ready to do it. I wanted to wait a while. And it was at the time, like, Rosie was getting one, and I think Queen Latifah had one, and, like, a lot of people had one. I thought, oh, everybody's doing talk shows. I'm just going to wait. And then I, you know, kind of everything went away for a while, and then I got another offer to do The Ellen Show, which was the next sitcom, and that didn't work. And so I just thought, I'm just going to be myself, you know, and a talk show seems like a really great way to do that because I can think on my toes. I love talking to people. I love being spontaneous. I love music. We can have music on. And it just seemed like the exact right thing for me to do. And it wasn't like I had a lot of other offers or options anyway. So, you know, it was just the thing that was in front of me. And I said, well, this is what I'll do now. And it has been the exact right thing that I should have done.
Well, I'm looking at these guests that are scheduled over the next couple of weeks, and it's so obvious that people want to be on your show. Like this week, Ashley Judd and Ruben Studdard, Terry Hatcher. Then you look at, like, over the next couple of weeks, there's Matthew Fox and Matt LeBlanc. You got Gwen Stefani, Renee Zellweger. Nice. What do you think it is about your show that is making these celebrities want to stop by and hang with you?
I don't know. I like it. I mean, you know, everybody that comes on, you know, says that, you know, of all the shows they do, they really look forward to this show and they have fun. And I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. It's something that is, I think it's different about the show because everybody can just have a conversation and it's not the typical, you know, question and answer. And it's you know, they know that I'm not going to do anything that's going to make them feel uncomfortable. And you know, because this is work. I mean, as much as you can say, oh, they're just being themselves, that's not comfortable for most celebrities. They're better being characters. They're not as comfortable being themselves. So I want them to reveal something that we don't normally see, and I want them to feel comfortable doing that. So I just try to make it fun for everybody.
Well, it's great. I mean, the show is really great, and we wish you great success with it. Again, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen on at 5 o'clock on CBS 46. Am I missing anything here? Any other projects coming up I haven't touched on?
No, that's all good. It's all fantastic.
Good. Nice talking to you, Ellen DeGeneres.
Hey, y'all too.
The average commute time in Atlanta is now over 30 minutes. Why listen to a morning show that makes it feel like an hour when you can listen to The Burt Show on all the hits, Q100. You're on The Burt Show.